Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. Every time I seek the Lord and go in His presence and hear Him, when I listen to Him, especially the things He brings to me, sometimes the Lord just start talking about something. You'll hear prophets say, "The word of the Lord came to me saying." Whenever He brings something to you, that's very important. He sees something. He's preparing you for something, or He's equipping you for something. And it's going to be good if you hear Him out. But hearing the Lord, it changes your perspective. You can see things the way God does. And it's very important. Now, I always talk about, communing with the Lord, dialoguing with Him, seeking Him, hearing Him out. Sometimes when the Lord starts talking, people get so excited they don't finish listening. That's why I say hear Him out. Sometimes they jump to one conclusion and they don't let Him finish, or they don't ask questions after He finishes talking. When the Lord speaks to you, especially when you study the Word, you're introduced to more knowledge, and so you're going to want to know more about it, and you're going to have questions, which is good, because He's got answers for your questions. And some things He say just to see if you'll ask, seek, and knock. Every time I want to make change, if I have a problem that's huge to me and I want to get it solved, by faith I'll say, I'm going to learn this. And if it's something that I need to do and it's hard for me to do, it's hard for me to get it done, I'll say, I'm going to learn this and I'm going to do this. I'm going to make the proper change. Whatever I have to confess it by faith. See, I'm believing it by faith. I'm not just saying it in hope. I'm saying it in determination. I'm going to do this. So your will is formed in your heart. Some things you can change. You can get answers for. You can learn. Ignorance, God can't bless ignorance. He has to do a lot of extra things to get you to keep you protected when you choose to be ignorant. Now, ignorant, the root word is ignore. You're ignoring knowledge. And that's not a mistake. A lack of knowledge, that's dangerous too. But everybody lacks knowledge somewhere. And that's why the more we learn, the more we're going to be introduced to. Sometimes people don't want to learn God's word because they're afraid that He'll give them something to do and they don't want to do it. But my friend, if God tell you to do something, you have a joy to do it. You want to do it. It gives meaning to your life. And what was on my heart this morning is so many wonderful things. People are missing out on so many wonderful things. A lot of things are lacking. Only because people won't seek, ask, and knock. The Holy Spirit is here to guide us into all truth and give us plans and assignments that will work to His satisfaction. If you want your life to have meaning, the way you go is to the heart of God. Listen to Him. Hear Him out. He has too much to say. And Satan got people so amused, or not amused, but so involved in trying to solve their personal problem, and they never learn the things that God has to say that will not only help them kill their problem, but to stop the process in the first place. And see, the answers they want relief. They want people that act right. They want the good things in life. They want their life to go well. They want their bills paid, which is reasonable. I do too. And I want my relationships healthy. But in order to have healthy relationships and to have a work situation that pays your bills, you need to do something that you love. That'll take the edge off right there. If you can do a job that you love doing and get paid for it, and see, when you work hard as under God, you don't waste that kind of money. People waste money that comes too easy. They don't value it because they didn't put in for it. And some jobs are easy and almost stress-free. And then, but God will bless you, but always put your heart in what you do. And if you work a job that don't, I'm not got on jobs. If you work a job that pays good, you really don't like it, then think about what you like. You can save money, go in business, doing something you really love one day. You know, work toward the goals that God put in your heart. Now, in order to solve any problem, you have to get to the root cause. And the Lord will show you the root cause. And when you get that straight, you're going to be so glad that you learned it and did it God's way. And sometimes people define God's way as wrong because of the way that they've been taught by people. I always say to people, our first authority figure shaped the way we see God. And they can do some damage, and they can do some good. Truth be told, everybody do some good, and they do some bad. Some people do more bad than good. You know, I've heard preachers say that God give problems to make you grow, and all. And people who have done wonderful things in life believe it, and they still think God sent problems to make you grow and test you. And you know. Satan is trying to stop you. God is trying to bless you. Good God, bad devil. But sometimes the things you learn the hard way, you won't forget. But Satan is behind the mischief. One thing about an enemy, he will challenge you to the core. And every time you win against Satan, you become that much stronger. That's why people, they praise God for the trials. But it's not the trials, it's the wisdom and strength of God that you learn to overcome the trials. The trials was trying to drag you to hell or ruin your life so that he can drag other people to hell or slander your name. Satan never comes to help you. All of his, if he comes around, it's to kill, steal, or destroy, or all three. Whatever he can do to make you look bad, make Jesus look bad. See, when you name his name, he want to make it look like the whole thing didn't work in the eyes of the world and people. Because they're in the harvest. Some of them are the harvest. And he's trying to deceive the harvest so that they won't get saved, so he can drag them to hell, kicking and screaming. They don't want to go, but they're going. Unless we get them saved, unless we minister the word and they receive the word by faith, they, you know, the word will become faith in their heart, and then they'll believe, and they'll have faith, and they'll get saved, and that'll be that. And they can start growing and become dangerous against Satan. If you want to be dangerous against the world system and Satan, fill your heart with God's word. In the Sunday school lesson yesterday, the Lord had me saying that some people, they have enough strength to get the job done, whatever assignment God gives them, they can do it, unless they're challenged. They don't have enough strength to survive a challenge. So all you have to do is receive enough word of the Lord inside your heart so that you can get the job done, contend for it, and do it with joy. And if you can stay in joy, you'll be strong enough. That's your joy comes from doing God's word. And the ability to do God's word comes from having God's word in your heart. You have to have oil in your lamp. The word of God must be in your spirit for you to continue and do the things that cause you to be strong. And God loves us all. He has a lot to say. He has so many wonderful things to help us see and understand. But when people do it the worldly way, they're going to have serious problems because they don't work. Sometimes people get that they want God to do it their way. They want God to fix it the way they want it fixed. And God's going to do it the way he do it. And if they get people to act like they want, then that's all they were after, and they stopped. They never got to the root problem. People get divorced and they didn't get to the root problem. Then they go and get married, and sometimes they marry somebody that's really not going to tolerate that works. And then they get divorced again. And their life never goes right because they never got to the root problem. The woman at the well was married 5 times. She had 5 husbands. Jesus recognized that they were her husbands, but the man she was with was not a husband. Now, then she got saved, and that was the beginning. Her relationships could be healed now with the right understanding. You know, that makes all the difference. Good people are out there making decisions that cost them everything. This lady believed on Jesus Christ. She had a good heart. She had a salvageable heart. But for some reason, she couldn't stay married. And there's another factor also. Tares and wheat. God's seed and Satan's seed. That won't work. When people love the world somewhere, a godly person will get on their nerves. If you do everything the right way, some people will be offended against you. And they won't be satisfied with a person that loves God's word. You can study God's word and draw near to the Lord, and you'll grow and change. And some people will divorce you for that. But that's not a bad divorce. That, in fact, it need to happen if that's the way it is. Preacher, a divorce, yeah, that kind of divorce need to happen. If people hate you for God, they need to be out of your life anyway. God, the one who put the enmity there. But two people that care, that love God, and they want to do right, and they love their family. Don't lose a good marriage on a humbug. A lot of things are lost because people are mature and they refuse to be mature. Now, if anything that you want to do, you may not have the strength to be as mature as you want to be, or to do what you know is right. You don't have a problem if you'll study the word. The word will strengthen you and correct you, help you grow, help you have the love and strength it takes. Because the word will take you deeper. You just got to choose to go that route. If you study God's word, my friend, you will not remain the same. You will change from the time you start studying. Strength will start developing in you. You will find yourself laughing at things that used to bother you, and you will wonder why. Because the way you grow is so intricate. And a lot of people don't know this. They don't have anybody to tell them, because most people don't do this. Some pastors get their message off the internet. They don't even go and pray and get a message. They just buying time. They just riding it out because they feel like the people don't want to grow anyway. And they gave up. They clocked out. They just doing what they can do. They preach old sermons, sermons they heard. They just gave up. And God have to work around them. And he have to do what he can in their life. He's trying to help them. God loves us and he's patient with us. But they'll never operate in the anointing like they're supposed to. See, the anointing operates, faith activates the anointing. You're receiving God's word by faith. If God anoints you to do something, that means you have God's ability to do it. The anointing is kind of like heavy equipment. You know, it's represented by oil, something that didn't come from you. The prophet pour oil on their head to let them know that you're set apart. God has anointed you to do this thing. Samson was anointed to judge and kill. He had God's ability to kill and fight. He was not a trained warrior. He was anointed. And that's the difference. There are preachers, they are not trained preachers. They don't know all the protocols and etiquettes. But they are anointed. Some are anointed to heal. Some are anointed to do a great and mighty work. They have God's ability. It's not that they're smarter than anybody else, but they have the anointing. But it works. Their anointing is activated by faith. And if they keep using it and keep doing what they're supposed to do, the anointing will multiply in their life. And they will solve so many problems. And then you have to have wisdom. Some people overdo everything. They want to do everything for God and they neglect their family. In the wisdom of God, you have to take time with your family. You have to train your children in the way that they should go. Now, that kind of balance, you have to follow the Holy Spirit. You have to follow the Holy Spirit. And if you're doing anything for God, please teach your people to be mature. You got to teach your wife to be mature. You got to teach your children to be mature. Now, my mother, she shared my daddy with God. She didn't complain against the fact that he had to study on Saturday. And they had to drive out of town. And they had to be at church. They loved it. And they did it out of love. And so I wanted to go fishing. I wanted to do things with dad. Now I got to study. And I shared, because my mother shared them with God, I shared them with God too. I went and did something else. Try to stay out of trouble. And sometimes I tried to get in trouble, but they were praying and it didn't work. But they trained me and they taught me things. My mother trained me. She taught me things. My daddy was not a talking man. I learned from him in the pulpit after I was grown. He was a quiet man in the house. But when you're doing something for the Lord, teach your people to be mature. If you study Jesus' life, he wanted to go and spend time with the Father. Then a multitude show up, then he'll preach to them, then he'd feed them. And he was already tired. In season. That was out of season. He had an opportunity out of season. Sometimes, if you do anything for God, you will have those times when you got to work out of season. Everything's not normal no more. That's when you be mature. See, and wives, if your husband is in ministry, one of the worst things you can do is complain against him around the children. Then they collapse. You collapse, they collapse. But when daddy got to go do something and the whole family is involved, make it fun. Use the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. Make it fun. But dad is going to be out of town for another 2 weeks, and we're going to have to do things different, and just make it fun, make a game out of it. Children will follow your lead. We're going to have to do this. We'll go skating on this night, and if you do this and that, you got to find a way to make it fun. But if you don't and complain, you can ruin everything, and then your children can be angry with God, and when they get old, they won't want anything to do with God because God took their daddy. And they never got, and the devil to give them all kind of crap to believe. And then they'll make a fool of themselves. And they'll hit the brick wall. And they'll make you look like a fool. And it'll cost you a lot of money getting them out of jail and whatever. And then they'll get saved, because if you train a child in the way they should go, they'll come back. And I've seen that happen with my own eyes so many times. But they made a big fat mess for nothing. And sometimes they fall in love with God. And the Holy Spirit would have given people wisdom, but he would not change your will. If you really want to do something stupid, you can do it. But if you take time and listen to him and take the mature route, you're going to be so much better off. David was much set by his peers and the soldiers in Saul's kingdom because he was mature in the Lord. And he took time and learned from the Lord. And he wasn't even perfect. Now, the things that can really trip you up, I believe in attacking things that cost me everything. That's what I did. When I talk about the way I was tempted back in 87 and 88, it was about 10 months. It started in the spring of 87 when I got called to the ministry, to the fall. The spring of 87, the fall of 87 to the spring of 88. So that's a few months right there that the enemy launched a campaign against me and trying to take me out. But I kept seeking the Lord. I knew that if I failed, that would cost me too much, even my soul. And I knew if I fell for the bait, the enemy would kill me. So I attacked the attack. Sometimes you, in the wisdom of God, you just got to attack the attack. You got to kill this thing. It's going to kill you if you don't. It's fear. It can be a threat to your marriage. Just having fear that the worst will happen. Any kind of fear will torment your life. If you don't kill the fear, the fear will cause you to kill yourself. Job said, "The things I greatly feared has come upon me." Because he gave offerings out of fear, sacrifices out of fear. He did things out of fear. And when you do that, you set something in motion that won't be reversed. So even paying tithes, don't pay tithes out of fear. Pay tithes in faith. Love people in faith. Love your children. Believe in your children. A lot of preachers don't believe in their people. They think the people are sinister. They think the people are weak and stupid. Because I hear so many preachers curse their message saying, "Y'all don't hear me." That's a curse. They cursing their ministry. "Y'all don't hear me." That's not faith. That's the opposite. They ought to be saying, "I know y'all hear me." That's a confession of faith. Those things work against the ministry, and good people do it. They don't mean harm. They're trying to help. But their method is poor. Your words are that serious. Speak what you want by faith. Believe in your people. Believe in your wife. Believe the best. When you feel like your husband's cheating, and they're not, that can be a fear. If that kind of fear exists, speak with your mouth, saying, "You can't tempt my husband." If you're really concerned that he's cheating or will cheat, say, "You can't tempt my husband or your wife." Sometimes it's not real. Fear has no foundation. But fear, it starts where people are not looking. Or where they did look. If they saw their parents do it, and they have that deep fear, it will rob you. But maturity will help you kill the root problem. Now, I'm using these examples because these are the kind of things people go through, and the enemy uses it to aggravate their lives, and I don't like it. I want people, God's people, to thrive in life. Speak the love of God over people. There was a lady who wanted her child to go to church, her son. And she kept getting after him to go to church all the time, trying to get him to go, and it was aggravating him. Kenneth Hagin said, "Don't stop doing that. He's grown." He said, "Just pray for him and surround him with love and with faith." And the boy started going to church on his own and wanted her to go with him. So believe in your people. When you don't believe in people, that hurts. But when you believe in people, I told my children, "I don't worry about y'all. I pray over y'all, and I believe God's best about concerning y'all. And I want y'all to go forward." And they let them, you know, I let them know it. I said, "I'm proud of you." And I let them know that they can do it, and I mean it. It's real. Now, I'm out of time. The Lord is not. You have to bless your people. You have to encourage people to be mature. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.